Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We're so blessed that you're joining us. S's love should have had a great childhood. I mean, she grew up in a pastor's home, attended church and all of that, but something was missing, a sense of normalcy. She was expected to live and act a certain way simply because she was a PK, a pastor's kid. This caused some rebellion, as most PKs will attest to, but it also involved some abuse and bullying. And the one place she should have found comfort and peace, the church, offered almost no support at all, or very little. Essence has authored a book titled Overcoming the Journey, Battle of the Mind. This has allowed her to share her story of growing up in a deliverance ministry, experiencing all that she went through, which caused her to doubt and question if she even wanted to be a follower of Christ. Folks, help me welcome to the program, Essence Love. Essence, thank you for coming on the program and joining us today and just sharing all about your life in this book. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Amen. Now, first question, other than that brief information I just shared, can you tell us in your own words, who is Essence Love?
Essence Love is a person who enjoys, you know, serving God and enjoys singing, making people happy, making people laugh, just enjoying being herself. And she loves food and loves traveling, loves doing things, love having fun, being with her friends, making people happy, making her friends happy.
Amen. Now, in your book, you share that you were missing your biological dad. Was this your stepfather the minister of the church?
No.
No?
I didn't grow up with my dad in my life.
Okay.
He left when I was a child. He chose to left when I was a child.
Amen. And you also discuss being molested as a child. What age were you when this happened?
I was 11 years old.
Really? Wow.
And it happened in elementary school, actually.
Yeah. And did the church know about this? Was it kept secret from the church? Or
no one actually knew. I didn't even tell my mom until high school, like my 11th grade year in high school.
Really? Wow. Wow. And you also share in your book about being bullied. And I read about how you were accused of eating some food that had fallen on the ground, but it wasn't true. Tell us about that incident.
Well, I mean, I don't know what they was thinking. I just know the person, somebody decided to eat it and they ate it. And then they thought it was me. I didn't know. I just walked up, was in line for school to go inside, and that's what just happened. They just accused me of something I didn't do. I had no proof that I didn't do it.
Yeah. How did you get over that as far as, you know, the emotional backlash of having being accused of something that you know you didn't do, but you couldn't prove it?
Honestly, all the stuff leading up from that and so like all the stuff that was going on, I never actually really gotten over it until years later, because I kept like thinking about the thoughts in my head at the time. So like what helped me once I realized who I was in Christ and once I realized what they said wasn't true, and I know myself I didn't do it, and I didn't have to believe what they said. So I was like, I know God's got me. God saw her happen, and I don't have to listen to those lies and haven't been playing with it anymore. So I know who I am. I know I'm loved. I know I'm chosen. And I know that I did. Was right, and I didn't do anything, so it wasn't my fault. So it took me time, but eventually I realized.
Amen. Amen. Share a few other incidents that you discuss in your book.
Okay, so there was this time where I was in college and I had made up my mind I was going to act up a bit. And I knew I wasn't supposed to, but, you know, every child has that rebellious, especially if they grow up in church. They want to experience life of themselves, and they tell you, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. But then, you know, I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to do it. So I decided that I was going to try everything. I didn't drink, but I did end up smoking with my friends. And that led to not being good. I ended up getting sick. And then I went to the hospital. But it was for something else. But it wasn't that I thought it was. I was freaking out. I knew that was God telling me, like, essence, you're not supposed to be doing this. Like, I have something better for you. And that this is not your life. You don't need to be doing that. So I feel like God did that to allow me to have those experiences because he wanted me to come closer to him. Even though I tried it, he wouldn't let me because I had a true calling in my life.
Amen. Amen. And did you ever tell anybody about these things before you put them in your book?
Some of the stuff I did, like I didn't tell my mom that I smoked. She found out, honestly, in the book. Like, I told her that I was sick. I was just like, because when I went to the hospital, I told her that I was sick. So she didn't know. She was like, you didn't tell me this. She's like, I had a feeling, but I didn't know. So she was kind of upset. But,
So what was the response when she read the book, you know, with everything that went on? Did she know about a lot of it?
She knew about a lot of it, like the bullying part, especially was happening in middle school. But she didn't really know, like, the details, especially like when I talked about how the girl molested me. It kind of hurt her because, like, she knew, but I didn't tell 2 years later, but she didn't know the exact details. It's so, like, every time, like, she would, like, read a bit of my book, she would kind of, like, skip that because she didn't want to read it again. So that hurt. And then just seeing how far I've come and, like, what I accomplished and grown to be the woman I am today, she's really proud of me. So she's happy, but it kind of hurt. But she's like, yes, my baby did it.
Amen. Amen. And you share in your book that your church family did not support you. Even your family members didn't support you. What did you do during this time to endure?
Well, I mean, like, some of my church family, like, they did kind of support me a little bit, but it wasn't that a good interaction because I had, like, a family member who had, like, was in working in a church, but they didn't see our side of me and my mom's side about how she was. So it was kind of hard having that and wanting to being bullied at home. I mean, bullied at one of my other family members' house and then being bullied at school and on top of that church not having no support with the other children. It was kind of hard. So I was, like, trying to figure out who I was. I didn't really think about it at the time. I was just focusing on what I was going through in the moment. Like, I didn't really go into, like, asking God for help or anything. That, I mean, they did pray for me when I was going through at school for it to stop, but I felt the love, but I really didn't because how the situation was, how the atmosphere was. I was focused on what they was doing.
Yeah. Amen. And you share that you had to walk and find God. What do you mean by that? And what did you go through to come out the other side?
Like I said before, when I was acting up in college and stuff, I went to a group called Sankofa. So when I went to that group, I had godly influence and I wasn't sure what I really wanted to do, but I knew that I couldn't do it. Like, God was not letting me, like, he had his hand on my life. He's like, no, you're not doing this. So I just gave up and I realized that God has me and I knew that I couldn't hold this pain anymore. I'm like, no longer feel the way I was feeling. Amen. So I just gave my life to God and I asked him to help me. And then one day he came and told me that I have you, you know, you're okay. I love you. You're chosen. Those things that they said about you is not true. I'm going to be here for you. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to direct you. Amen. And it's like, it's a daily process. But when I get upset and stuff, God, you know, he constantly reminds me of his goodness, constantly tells me that I'm okay. So I know that when things come my way, I know God's going to help me through and encourage me and make me feel better.
Amen. Amen. Why did you write this book at this time? Was it a form of therapy for you?
Well, a reason why I wrote it was because, honestly, I was supposed to write it a long time ago, but I didn't listen to, you know, God at first. First, he's like, I want you to write this book. Like, he's like, people need to hear your story. And I realized in this moment, I was like, God, do you really want me to write this? And he's like, yes, write it. And I wrote it because I want people to know that no matter what they're going through, that God has them in your situation that you're going through now. It may seem hard, but God has something better for you. This is just a trial. This is how God's going to help you get through. He's going to help you through every moment. And especially a lot with people who are like being bullied lately, and especially with the pandemic and like the mental health crisis, stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's very important. People need to know that God has them and they don't have to worry about anything.
Amen. Amen.
And that's why I wrote this.
So what is the main takeaway that you want your readers to receive from reading this book?
I want them to know that despite how they're feeling, despite what their situation looks like, that they could overcome this, and what their circumstances is right now, they're going to get through it. They're going to be better, and that God will get them through it. And he loves them and he cares for them. He's not going to let them suffer. He's going to walk with them through every step of the way. And he has a plan for your life, whatever situation you're going through, he's going to help you through it.
Amen. Amen. And this book is a great read. And how can someone obtain their own copy of this book? Is it on Amazon?
It's on Amazon. Yes.
Okay. And if someone wanted to get in touch with you to ask a question, maybe do an interview like this, how can they do that? How can someone get in touch with you?
You could contact me on my Instagram, XSDX. Okay. And you could also go on my author page, Essence Love.
Okay. All right. Folks, this book, Overcoming the Journey, Battle of the Mind by Essence Love, it's a great read, and it keeps you intrigued, wanting to turn to the next page, and then the next page, and then the next page, just to see what happens next. But you need to go down to the show notes and order your copy right now while you're thinking about it. In fact, you should order 2 or 3 copies and share them with someone. I know you know someone who could get a lot out of the perspective Essence has provided in this book, especially for other PKs, pastor kids. Amen. Go down the show notes, order your copies today. Essence, thank you so much for coming on the program, sharing about your life, sharing about this great book, Overcoming the Journey, Battle of the Mind. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Pastor Bob and Essence Love, just remember, be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.